Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Thursday, December 21st. The White House says Israel has assured the U.S. that it plans to slightly lower the intensity of its operations in Gaza in the war against Hamas. Here's White House official John Kirby during a briefing earlier today.
We are not dictating terms and timelines to the Israelis. We don't want them to do it sooner than they think they can do it safely and effectively, but we do believe, that a transition, in the near future is the best possible outcome.
This, as a diplomatic source says, a UN Security Council vote calling to suspend fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza to get more aid in has been delayed until tomorrow as negotiations continue. Meanwhile, Israel says its ground operations have killed, quote, over 2,000 terrorists in Gaza since its ceasefire with Hamas collapsed. CNN can't independently verify the claim. Israel is facing international pressure to define its goal in Gaza and reduce the mounting civilian death toll. It comes as a report from the United Nations says nearly all of Gaza is facing acute hunger. Senior U.S. officials are expected to meet with Mexican officials, quote, in the coming days to address the migrant crisis at the southern border. That's according to White House official John Kirby. Today, President Joe Biden spoke to Mexico's president about the migrant surge, which has strained federal resources and led to port closures. Kirby says the two leaders agreed that more enforcement is needed to reopen the ports on the U.S.-Mexico border.
One of the things that President Lopez Obrador and the president talked about today was trying to work on getting at the root causes of migration. There's a lot of factors, and part of that is, of course, dealing with instability, political and domestic instability.
Kirby also says the White House is working with Congress to pass additional funding to address the needs at the border. We have a verdict in a case that comes months before the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A jury has acquitted three Tacoma, Washington police officers in the death of a black man who died in police custody in 2020. The state's attorney general said they faced up to life in prison. The officers were accused of unlawfully using deadly force to arrest 33-year-old Manny Ellis for allegedly trying to open car doors of occupied vehicles. According to police, the arrest led to a physical altercation where they tackled Ellis and pinned him to the ground. Ellis could be heard crying, "I can't breathe," on police dispatch audio. Defense attorneys had argued that Ellis died from a lethal amount of meth in his system and pre-existing heart conditions. Now to the latest on former President Donald Trump's defamation trial in a lawsuit brought by former magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. He's asking a federal appeals court to delay the trial set for next month so he can consider other legal moves. Trump tried to use presidential immunity as his defense to the defamation charges, stemming from statements he made while president. But last week, a federal appeals court rejected it. While that's brewing, Trump is also battling an immunity dispute in his federal election subversion case. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants the U.S. Supreme Court to move quickly to decide if Trump has presidential immunity from alleged crimes he committed while in office, rather than wait for an appeals court to weigh in. But Trump has opposed that move. Coming up, actor Vin Diesel now facing a lawsuit. Hey, welcome back. Actor Vin Diesel's former assistant is suing him, his production company, and sister for sexual battery, creating a hostile work environment, negligent supervision, and wrongful termination, among other claims. Asta Jonasson alleges that in 2010, Diesel forced himself on her in a hotel suite and masturbated in front of her. CNN has reached out to Diesel's representatives and attorneys for comment. Jonasson says Diesel's sister, who's the president of the production company, called her, quote, mere hours after the alleged assault and fired her. That does it for us. Come back at 6 a.m. Eastern for more news.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.